Allison Kerr is a second grade teacher in the British American School of Los Angeles, one of the few American private schools that teaches the international primary curriculum. She says the main goal of the curriculum is to engage children in the learning process. Today, for example, her class is going to learn about historical figures.
I got the children to come in secret and dress up with subtle clues of a famous person. They had to research and bring us 10 written clues, and the rest of the class had to guess who these significant people were. So the children do not simply just do the same worksheet type of format every single time.
One size does not fit all in education these days, says educator Martin Skelton. He co-authored the IPC 8 years ago. He says for kids to learn and succeed, they need a program that allows them to learn individually.
Our view is the teachers should really be thinking about their kids in their class and why they're not learning and trying to work out what they're going to be doing tomorrow to help individual kids learn much better.
Another important goal, Skelton says, is preparing today's children to become 21st century leaders.
Most world problems are going to be solved internationally now. I mean, not any single country is going to solve the environment or terrorism. It's a multi-cooperational activity.
To make that possible, he says, the curriculum focuses on developing inquiring minds and personal qualities so children become good citizens of the world.
We have very specific activities built into the curriculum around the development of international mindedness. Right from the age of 5 onwards, we encourage the kids to make links with schools in other countries. And of course, you know, things like Skype now make that fantastically easy to do.
We did have a big fair around the world in a day. We had 51 nationalities represented, and we had parents, and they put together a wonderful exhibition.
Emma Northey is head of primary learning at the British School in Boston. She describes one activity designed to teach kids about similarities among different cultures.
The children were each given a passport, and they basically knew that they were going around the world in a day. And we said to them they had to come back with 2 similarities that they'd seen between the different cultures. And even the 3-year-olds came up to me and they said, gosh, do you know, everybody writes, but some people write going downwards, some people write from left to right, and some write from right to left.
Kate Foy of the British School in Washington, D.C., says the children have to live the learning experience and deliver their findings in the form they prefer, such as an oral presentation, an art form, or in writing. The teacher's role has also changed.
The teacher's role is to facilitate the learning in the classroom, to enable those students to discover for themselves. And you kind of have to sit back a little bit, you know? You have to make sure you're asking the right questions, you maneuver yourself around the classroom and enable the children to learn as opposed to telling them and kind of spoon-feeding them. It's absolutely no question. There's no way. There's no room for spoon-feeding when it comes to the IPC.
IPC's co-author Martin Skelton says feedback so far is encouraging. Students and teachers say the curriculum makes the classroom more exciting. For Faiza El-Masri, Deborah Block, VOA News, Washington.